News from Moraville, Tuesday, July 14th, 2009. Marlenka on microphone, in studio, Chloe, Sean, and Vika. The weather. The sky is overcast. Tuesday and Wednesday, we have a 50% chance of rain with southwesterly winds 21 to 28 kilometers per hour, temperature range 26 to 32 degrees. Following is an interview with Catherine and Monica, students at the American University in Paris, talking about economy and sustainability here in Oroville.
Hi, my name is Catherine. I first came to Oroville through the American University of Paris, where I was studying international development. And I came across the Access Project, which is introducing a complementary currency into Oroville. And it struck me because complementary currencies are really internal-driven asset-based development. So it seemed to me to make a lot more sense than the typical aid. And after a brief hiatus back in Paris, I brought my friend Monica, also a graduate student at University of Paris, back to Oroville with me.
And I'm Monica. As Catherine said, we met at the American University of Paris, where we were classmates. And she spoke so highly of Oroville that I was tempted to see it for myself. And I'm very happy to be working on this project. It's a new type of sustainable economics.
The great thing to me about Oroville is that it's a petri dish, which is a very American term. So in other words, it's a testing ground, a breeding ground for experiments. And that's really exciting. And Olivier, many years ago, had dabbled in economics and really launched the Access program. So he's done a lot of the groundwork for us.
There's a recognition that you don't have to work at a job that you hate in order to make currency, right? Just to survive. And I think that takes a great burden off of people's shoulders and allows them to truly live and let their creative juices flow, if you will.
So we're very excited to be doing this project. As I mentioned, we're currently in the research phase because we want to be able to create a system that's designed by Orovillians and works for Orovillians. But ultimately, this complementary currency will better embody the ideals of Oroville. It will promote an economic solidarity, it will keep the resources local, it will encourage people to buy and exchange locally so that this economy can continue even if the national economy is down. And furthermore, with this complementary currency, we'll be building a special trust within business transactions. And that, I think, for this community is particularly important. Mm. So if we come knocking on your door with questions about Access, please participate, because we're trying to build something better for you.
The world seems to become increasingly a kingdom of images, yet sound continues to weave its magic spell. Instead of images, sound has the capacity to allow one to travel as far as the imagination can expand. Through listening, liberation from the hypnosis of the screen occurs. Oroville is fortunate to have such a simple media in which anyone can participate. Oroville Radio, the first community radio in India, which broadcasts on the web. It's possible to share your thoughts, your dreams, express your creativity on Oroville Radio, whatever may bring the radio alive. If interested, feeling your creative juices flowing, have a project in mind, then send your project by email to contact@oroville.org or pass by the radio any morning. Oroville Radio continues to be temporarily lodged within the conference room at Town Hall. Trying to change the conditions of the world without first changing one's own unconsciousness is a vain chimera. The mother said it. Oroville Radio is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact OrovilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.